This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Coming up this Friday, there is a DMH Cancer Care free prostate cancer screenings from 9 a.m. till 4:30. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Robert Blackwell. Do you go by Robert?
Bob.
All right, get that nice and close to that mic if you don't mind. And Nick, I was just talking to Dr. Bob here. He's a Decatur guy. Grew up here in Decatur.
Hey, we're happy to still have you.
Because usually we have the folks come in that are, right. Doctors or whatever, that have moved here from somewhere else. What made you think about going to medical school?
My father was a dentist in town and met a lot of physicians over the years growing up. Always seemed to have an interest in helping people. Throughout actually high school, I had a lot of physician mentors in college, and then it just led to medical school.
Well, I'm glad you stayed here and continuing to make a difference. All right, so September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Walk me through the screening recommendations. I know this stuff changes and evolves over the years, but talk to me about men specifically of a certain age, a certain family history. What should people be prepared for when having this conversation about prostate cancer screening?
Right. So the recommendations have changed quite a bit over the years. Here most recently, the American Urological Association, their recommendations are all men age 55 to 69 are the ones who are going to benefit the most from prostate cancer screening. What that entails is a discussion with your primary care physician or your urologist if you have one. It involves a physical exam to check the prostate and make sure there's no lumps or bumps, any nodules that would be concerning. And also getting a blood test just with your yearly blood work to check something called the PSA. It's the prostate-specific antigen. And if that's abnormal, that may warrant further screening. Also, men with a family history of prostate cancer, they're at higher risk. Also, African-American men are at a higher risk of having prostate cancer. So you may even want to bump that earlier in life down to age 50.
Okay. Now, when you say that you're doing free screenings, and this is coming this Friday, once again, from 9 a.m. to 4:30, and that's in Suite 200 of SIU Urology, and that's 302 West Hay Street. That's on the south side of the campus?
That's correct.
Okay.
And actually, it is September 24th. So
okay.
Not this Friday, the following Friday.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I
knew that. That was right in front of me. I'm getting ahead of ourselves. I love fall. I hope we get more time. So thank you for that. You just gave me a free week. How long does this take? Are registrations required? What's the basic layout of the event?
So no registration required. You don't need an appointment. You can just come to the office. We'll have you check in. In the era of COVID, we are focusing on safety, so everyone's wearing masks. We'll have you probably check into the office if the waiting room is full. We may ask you to wait in the car, and we'll have someone come get you once it is time for your turn. But overall, it should be pretty quick. It involves, again, a physical exam with either one of the physicians or nurse practitioners with SIU Urology or Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois. And then blood work that'll be drawn that day as well right there in the office.
All right. And then tests take how long to get back? When do you know one way or the other?
Usually the blood work should be back within a day or two, and then the physical exam findings will be able to tell you right then and there if there's anything concerning.
Okay. What should people be looking for, if they think they might have symptoms? Because most men are going to get this, right? I know 1 in 8 are diagnosed. I had a doctor tell me, you live long enough and you're male, odds are, you end up dying of something else and there's an autopsy, and sure enough, a lot of those folks have prostate cancer.
Yeah, it is one of the most common solid organ cancers that comes up. But luckily, most of the time, it's not too aggressive, especially if we find it early. It's something that can be treatable. Honestly, most of the time, men are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms when they have these lower risk prostate cancers. Things to watch out for: you may have slowing urinary stream, takes you longer to use the restroom, getting up more at night, going too often. Those sort of urinary symptoms would be one of the first signs you could have for prostate cancer, but also just benign prostate enlargement. So any of those concerning symptoms, may want to bring that up with your physician.
Okay. And these free screenings, how important is it as far as, I know how far we've come. We used to use the C word, or people would whisper it. I mean, we're a little more open. And I think probably the Komen family, on the breast cancer side of things, have done a lot of sort of normalizing, having conversations about our health and having conversations about cancer. But I would assume that women are much better than that than men are.
Women are much better, and a lot of women will bring their husbands in for various medical procedures and screenings, but very important, this is a very easily detected cancer, one that we can find at very early stages, where management options may even involve just watching it when we find it when it's very early. but also surgery and radiation if it's more advanced and needs to be treated.
All right. And then the treatment level, if early, I mean, there's a pretty high success rate, right?
There is, yeah. Something that's very curable.
All right. If folks want more information, they can go to DMHcares.com. The 24th, not this Friday, next Friday from 9 to 4:30. No registration required. And literally you can stop in. As you said, keep everybody social distance, mask, all of that. But you can get everybody through in a pretty quick fashion.
We can. And in years past, we've gotten over 100 to 200 people through over the course of the day. So something that we can get people in and through pretty quickly.
Okay. And once again, those age recommendations, first and foremost, if you don't have a family history, 55 and older?
55 to 69, although after age 69, still you can get screened. Just discuss it with your primary care physician.
Right.
And then men at higher risk with a family history starting at least around age 50.
Okay. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today. It's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having me.
That's going to be great, Nick. We've been out there before when they've done this, and you know, they get a line of people ready to go. Free screening, 9 a.m. to 4:30, Friday, September 24th, Suite 200 of SIU Urology, 302 West Hay Street. Check it out a week from Friday.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.